The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Although stink bugs earn the reputation if you squash them, for the most part, they're not a huge problem in the garden. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and today we're going to talk about stink bugs, or as some people call them, shield bugs. Now, as the weather heats up, it seems so does the pest pressure. Some species that thrive during the heat are the stink bugs, and also called shield bugs. Stink bugs is a huge family, including such characters as the brown marmorated stink bug, a non-native species that causes problems on fruit, as well as being a nuisance when the weather turns cold in the fall. In the garden, stink bugs will eat or rather suck out the juices of particularly anything, and when they do, it can cause the plant to wilt and weaken. And as you can guess, if you squash a stink bug, it's not going to smell very good at all. To stay ahead of stink bugs before they're a problem, start early in the season to look for tiny barrel-shaped eggs in rows on the underside of the leaves. One female can lay hundreds, so they can be very prolific. Once they hatch into small, rounded nymphs, that they might have a yellow or red markings on them, it's a short 4 weeks before they mature to adulthood and start the process anew. Adults are the ones who try to find their way into our homes, or if they're going to rough it in the wild, they'll overwinter in debris in the garden or around the yard. We don't have a huge issue with stink bugs, even though you'll see them now and again. For regions where they are a continual issue, being proactive by covering your plants with a lightweight floating row cover is a useful tool if stink bugs are a common problem. Place it over the plants early in the spring, run a drip hose along the ground, and keep it there throughout the season. Of course, this will solve a lot of issues with pests, so it's a good practice all the way around. But if you have them in your garden now, you might have a bit of a battle on your hand. Unlike Colorado potato beetles, they can be fast jumping or will even fly away. Stalk them in the morning when it's cool, or another option is to put a sheet underneath your affected plants and shake the plants. They will fall onto the sheet and you can scoop them up and whisk them out of the garden. If spritzing makes you feel better, anything that is neem-based does well against them, as well as the Perithium products. Just don't spray the plants when the temperature is above 90 degrees or you could risk burning the plants. You can also encourage the presence of predatory insects that prey upon stink bugs by planting the herbs and flowers that they like, such as dill and cilantro. And try to keep the pesticides, organic or otherwise, to a minimum to allow these beneficial insects to do what they do best. Stink bugs certainly can be problematic at times. Keep an eye out for those clusters of eggs so you can remove them, and if they start hitting your plants, be vigilant. You can get ahead of them. For more information on stink bugs or any other insects or wildlife that likes to nibble on your garden, please visit me at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.